of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
How are you? Are you still grave? You still have a disease?
I'm still grave. I was thinking about it before we started this, going, oh my God, I don't think Sandra's going to bring it up this time, at least.
No. It's like you and the train, you know, you can't stay away from
it. Oh my God. But at least like, at least yours, well, I was going to say at least the train is funny, but apparently just funny to me because I'm a horrible human.
No, I have had listeners email me. There was one episode where you laughed so hard and
oh, both
I
of
listening
us, I
back
think.
To it. I remember exactly where I was and you laughed so hard. And then I laughed so hard. I had to stop at work. Like, you know what it would take. The only thing that has ever stopped me from walking at work was having to shit my pants and you laughing that hard. So like, you know what? And then I got emails like, oh yeah, that was super funny. So like, don't feel bad. It's very funny.
That is hilarious. Well, okay. But is it funny because of the topic or is it funny because we were laughing? Because okay. It's like breaking character. I always talk about like Saturday Night Live when they break character. It's funny. Like sometimes it's actually funnier than the actual skit. And why is that?
Because they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing. Like they're supposed to be professionals. So just watching them absolutely lose their shit is like a glimpse behind the curtain kind of for me. I don't know what you like.
That is actually a really good. Well, I think people's laughing too is quite contagious.
Yeah. 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 Plus it pushes down the scary trauma of a near-death experience. Cause that's what makes those moments great is like A, surviving, you know, and B, getting to laugh about them. So it's wonderful.
Sometime we're going to have to go for a drive and you have to point out to it exactly where it is.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had plenty of options. I drove over that almost every day and I had so many different choices I could have made that day. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it again. I didn't mean to bring it up again, but I will tell you, I have accomplished something. It only happens about 4 or 5 times a year. I got my period and I was not super mean to anyone before.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
I
much.
I think that's because I took it for both of us in terms of the PMS. Holy fuck.
When? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you okay? That was a rough.
Oh, I...
that was rough
oh
for you.
God. Like, I laugh at it because I don't get PMS anymore. And like, I think it's just fucked.
Is it, and, do you not get the PMS because the M doesn't come as much or do you cycle through something?
Oh no, I think it's just because I'm medicated and I think like that's just how it's been for a long time. And this last one, and I don't know like where it came from, but holy fuck. Like I was nasty.
Who were you mean to?
Just in general, like I wasn't necessarily mean to anybody in particular. But just like outwardly nasty. Does that make sense? Like where I would just be like angry at everything.
Yeah, that's every day. That's only once in a while.
Oh, well, yeah. Like this was like, I'm going to blow.
Like you're just waiting for something. Yeah. Like I find I'm just looking for something to be like enraged about, like whatever it is.
Oh yeah. Looking. And and it wasn't even a matter. Like, do you find that sometimes it's not even a matter of looking? It's just everything. Like, yeah. Okay. Like this fork is upside down. Oh my God. The fork is upside down. Ah!
Yeah. And then you have to have like a conversation with yourself about that fork for the next like 4 hours and then throw it. Yeah. And then revisit it in the shower and then before bed and then in the middle. Yeah. I get it.
How is it with two women?
You know, it's, I don't know. I think like Sarah and I do fight. This is not a perfect relationship. We get into arguments. Usually the arguments are about division of labor, which really on the whole, if I stand back is pretty good, but it's what we tend to argue about the most, which I think is totally normal. But like, otherwise we don't argue that much. I just don't say very much by the time I get home. It's like I have expended all of my mental and physical energy and I'm just struggling to get to bedtime because my kids stay up later than I do. Like we don't talk a lot. And for whatever reason, whenever we do try to talk, like my son is always in his room now because he has unlimited access to the internet, or he'll be down here bouncing a ball incessantly. And Sarah had a concussion, so she can't. Like I've noticed her concussion symptoms are like my everyday symptoms. And it's like, you know, it's been a year now, but it's new to her, or almost 2 years. And
holy shit.
I'll watch her, like, cause he's trying to figure out ball handling skills by bouncing a ball. But like, you know, when I was 12 years old, we did that the fuck outside, you know,
or else we were like, or fear of death. Right.
Right. But I watch him bounce the ball and I can see her slowly kind of like with every bounce, she's got to shut her eyes and she's trying really hard to be patient. But yeah, she'll freak out about that. Why did I tell you that? I don't remember. So we don't really. Oh, right. I remember now.
Okay. My question was with like two women though, PMS wise.
We don't really have all that much of an opportunity to PMS at each other. Is what I was trying to say. And when we do try to have a conversation, one of our kids will bounce a fucking ball or will stand in between us and talk.
I see what you're saying.
And
oh
that,
my God.
That drives me fucking crazy. Because, you know, we have like maybe a 10-minute window where we can actually talk to each other. Yeah, it gets interrupted every time. So we don't really often get a chance to PMS at each other.
So why do people have kids?
You know, I don't know. I'm getting a taste of the single dog lady life here. And you know what? it's so fucking great. And I don't have a dog that's going to die. So it's like my dog didn't die and now I'm alone with nothing to do. I'm in more RIP Max, but this time, hopefully, you know, I'm going to spend the day. I'm going to clean my kitchen. I'm going to bake a bunch of bread. I'm going to make more bread. I'm going to take the dog to like a nice park. And it's sunny out. I'm going to go pick up my mother-in-law's lawnmower and see if I can fix it. Like I can do whatever I want. Like, is this what you love about your life?
Yes.
Yeah. And the silence. And I can watch something bad on TV. I don't have to watch the fucking third time around Bluey, which has like a 15-minute airtime. So the fucking theme song plays every 15 minutes. Like have you heard the theme song to Bluey?
I haven't.
Yeah.
But I actually read like some kind of like it was just a post about Bluey's like latest episode. I can't remember what it was, but people were just like dying, like crying.
Like sad?
I can't remember actually. If it was more of like a beautiful like, oh, this is so lovely.
Okay.
Kind of crying.
It is a good show. The bits I've seen, like the dad gets a pizza oven. Okay, so I'm all fucking on board. And it is pretty funny. Like, it is a good show. I just wish that the theme song wasn't every 15 minutes. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying it's a good show for kids. It's tolerable, but it's the theme song. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy not hearing that too.
Where's the family?
There he goes. I'm so sorry. And they're in Victoria and they're going to go to Vancouver for like a day and a night and a day and then head back on the ferry. It'll be great. They're going to have a great time. Like Vancouver is a cool city. Have you been there? Have you been anywhere?
No, I haven't been to Vancouver. Honestly, I hear mixed about Vancouver. I say I'm not a big city person, but I really love Toronto. There's so much, but I don't think I could be there for an extended period of time.
I've never been there. Yeah, I could see that though. It's a big kind of bustly place.
Oh my God, but it's amazing. It really is. Like there's just so much. So much. Like there's so much to do actually. Like the Toronto Islands, but then you have like the Greater Toronto Area, which is like fucking half of Ontario. Like there's just so much. But you know what? Like I cities are cities, right? They are what they are. I don't know. I think that there's just I don't know, other things to see. Not that, you know, I've had, you know, that experience.
I'll tell you, every vacation I've ever been on, when it was over, I was ready to come home. And I have, you know, deep sighed about Winnipeg so many times because it there are things about it that are really irritating and stupid. But there are also good things, like me, for example.
About Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're hard. I think it's when you're in, like, the midst of winter. Where it's just like, I fucking hate living here. Like, why do I live here? Why do we exist here?
Yeah. I think if we didn't work outside, it would be better. I really do believe that. I know he's going to go on. I should go upstairs, but I got to be here for my bread.
Don't. You know what?
Yeah, I give you shit about ambient noise. And then I was doing a podcast by myself, washing my dishes because I was just like overcome with like this anxious feeling. And I'm like, I don't have any real friends. So I'm just going to spit this out to people I don't really know and don't really have to see. And I'm washing dishes and I'm like, oh, I'm such a cunt. And then I record from the car all the time. And then I'm like, oh, what a fucking hypocrite. So if you want to make a fucking cup of tea and like bang your spoon against the you know, coffee cup. I don't give a shit. Who the fuck am I? You know, who am I?
Who the fuck are you?
Exactly. 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 Nobody fucking cares.
Oh my God. I love his bark.
Yeah. It's like an aru. And then he like puts his head up. Like he doesn't just bark. He like lifts his head up like almost like a howl when he barks.
Oh my God. There's a dog on my walk that does that. He is ancient. This little poodly guy. But there was one day, I mean, I laugh, but I was worried about him that he like, cause he doesn't, he really doesn't like me. He doesn't really like a lot of people. But like, of course I'm waving at him when I see him and I love him. But he was barking at me and like his whole body's going and he, like you said, he looks like he's howling, but then he like fell behind the couch. It was just like, doof. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, are you okay? And like, actually, funny enough, the owner had come out at the same time. I'm like, is he okay? Like, he just kind of disappeared behind the couch. And oh my God, it was. And you know, you worry because he's fucking old.
Oh my God. But that is really funny. Like, I'm sorry.
It really was. And like, yeah, he just gives her, like, his whole body is into it. And he's, oh, how old is he? Like 15?
Oh shit. He didn't break a hip or anything? Oh boy.
No. Like he just came back to start fucking barking at me again. Okay, good.
See, that's what we've got to absorb from dogs is like, you know, you fall down, you get up, you bark at the mailman again because that's your fucking job.
Right. Well, and that sounds like our job. Fall down, get back up again.
And I fall down and I get up again. Yeah.
Oh my God, that song.
Yeah.
There's certain songs that just have like one of those like hitting you in the head like choruses like that one. It just seems like the chorus, it's just like Paradise City.
Oh yeah,
one of those
choruses
that just kind of comes like a lot.
Well, I know what you're saying. I was just watching a TikTok at like 3 a.m and it was like, I guess like a young, I don't know, what's the young people, are they Gen Z?
Yes.
And she's like, if you ever need to incapacitate a Gen X woman for 4.2 4 minutes and 26 seconds, play Hold On by Wilson Phillips. It's like that. And then another lady came in and she stitched it and she listed like 10 other songs that she would have done a better job of it. But it is true. You play any number of songs and we all know the words.
It's really, yeah, sadly, right? Oh my God. I'm so addicted to 90s music right now or forever, but like a lot of like really just shitty 90s music that I love.
What do you,
and
what
good
do you listen
90s
to?
Music. Oh, just a mix of like everything. In terms of 90s, I'm just trying to think. I'd have to go in and look. I'm just trying to think of like the worst shit.
Hanson.
Oh, okay. I don't have that one, but that's pretty good.
You got to add that in there. Oh, How Do You Talk to an Angel? That's another one.
Oh,
remember that?
God. That is a horrible fucking song.
I looked that guy up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was on 90210. And if you guys are bored, like there is a recap show for fucking everything, except now there's recap podcasts by the actual stars in the actual shows. So if you want, like there's one show called 9021 OMG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. Tori Spelling, man, she is a few apples short of a bushel. I tell you, like I just, but like, I don't understand that whole thing. Okay. This is a very Canadian thing I'm about to talk to you about. And I hope I don't bore the shit out of everyone. Do you remember that cooking show with Ken Caustic? I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
Oh,
and that tall woman that was really mean to him, but it was like a playful joke.
That was Tori Spelling's ex-husband's wife.
Yeah. So this woman that hosted this cooking show, it's really annoying to me that I don't remember what it is. Anyway, they used to have a Canadian cooking show. This tall, beautiful white woman. Why does it matter? She's white. Anyway, this tall, beautiful woman was married to Tori Spelling's ex-husband. He was an actor, former athlete of some kind. He goes to film a movie with Tori Spelling and then they hook up. And then through this cooking show, you kind of watch her go through this divorce process. And like, you know, she kind of puts little quips into the show. It was a really good show.
He died.
I used to see him at the place that I work. He would come in every once in a while to buy fancy cheese or whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, oh, Kenny K. But I didn't ever talk to him because it was embarrassing. But
I didn't realize like he was really young when he died. But the show was called What's for Dinner?
What's for Dinner? Look, if you can find this on YouTube, nobody's going to look at this, but I might later because I can put that on TV. But it was just great. And then, it was sad because now he's done it to Tori Spelling again. And she's like, not only is she broke, but she's got like a bunch of kids and he's left her for a younger woman. It's like, dude,
he did?
I would assume so. Like, who else would he leave her for?
I didn't realize that they had broken up, like, for good.
Can you look that up? Because now I'm second guessing myself. I think they're separated. I'm pretty sure they're separated. And she was like living in an RV for a while. But anyway,
I knew about that. And I would live in an RV as well. But I'm also like not Tori Spelling, millionaire Tori
Spelling.
She's
not though. Like that's the thing is her dad was worth like so much fucking money. Like she grew up in a 56,000 square foot house. And I don't know what happened, but she got like $1 million or $2. That's it. His mom or her mom, I don't know why she didn't get any more than that. Like, could you imagine being a mom and sitting on like say $500 million just for a weird number and you give your kid one?
Okay, but here's a little tidbit. Tori Spelling shares she once peed in her son's diaper while stuck in traffic.
that is a soldier. That's who that is. She's like, I gotta go. Okay. I'm gonna make this happen. Like that woman that was that astronaut that was stalking her boyfriend or something, and she drove across the country, didn't stop to pee. Like these are fucking, that's a point for Tori in my book.
See, before I saw the next story, which was she actually like used a diaper, I was thinking to myself, like, was this child wearing a diaper? And she just kind of like squatted over him.
Ripped it off of his little body and put it on her.
Mama needs to go pee.
It was probably in a diaper bag, but that's smart. To me, that's smart. Like, good. Utilize your resources, you know?
Three weeks ago, they divorced after 17 years of marriage.
Yeah.
And he was an estranged husband. I don't know how long he was estranged for.
Yeah, he's estranged, all right. He's got to stop. Like, you're going to get old now.
That's a lot of fucking kids.
Yeah, it's too many. And how do you even, I don't know. Anyway, I got my own fucking problems, but yeah, I just thought that my point was, you can listen to anything like The Office. There's two of the actresses recapping that. Like there's no room for small shit podcasts like mine. There's like no room. And even me, like the only way that I would get this show to huge would be if I recapped something like Sister Wives or like Seeking Sister Wife or My 600 Pound Life or whatever the fuck TLC monstrosity there is out there. That's the only way you get a huge draw.
Well, and I mean, there's so many reaction kind of podcasts and shows that it's, there's a glut in the market.
What does that mean?
I got it. Oh, a glut, too much.
Oh, too much.
Like
okay.
Like a glutton. Glutton.
Okay. Thank you.
A glut. Okay. A glut. Like a gunt.
Ooh.
So I've been kind of addicted, and I sent you one of their videos, but to watching Katya and what was the other one? Shit. But two drag queens. I watched them both, and they actually have a Trixie and Katya. And they both have, like sometimes they have a podcast.
Oh.
And sometimes like you can watch the podcast, which is always weird to me, but whatever. And sometimes they're in drag and sometimes they're not. They're so fucking funny. Holy shit.
Some people just have it.
Oh, they're so awesome. And oh, that was a big one.
Oh yeah. Wait till someone with a dog walks by. That's probably just a child.
Or a leaf.
Or a leaf. When I first got him, I watched him bark at a plastic bag for 3 solid minutes. On a walk. I'm just like, when is he going to get tired of barking at this? He never did. I had to pull him away from the bag. It was across the street.
I love dogs so much.
Anyway, what are your favorite? What are you into right now? What are you watching?
Not really. Not a whole lot. It's the playoffs of basketball and hockey. Not that I care so much about hockey, but I don't actually watch a lot of anything. You know, the only thing that I watch on a regular basis, it's kind of embarrassing, but it's been forever, is Grey's Anatomy. I've watched that forever, like since the beginning. It is the only thing I look forward to, like on a regular basis.
Okay, I checked out of that. I'm going to say 2000, whatever year Sarah moved to Ottawa. I did 2006, I checked
out.
I don't know. It's not because of the quality of the show or whatever. It's just because I can't handle sad shit all the time. I just feel like that's one of those...
You know what? It is true though. Like there's been a couple of episodes where I've had to walk away, where I've actually just had to turn off because I've like, I felt that panic. I think it just because it reminded me too much of like my dad.
Mm-hmm. He's dead. He's dead, everyone.
Yes.
He's dead.
And so is yours.
Yeah. My dad also dead. Yeah. Dead dad club.
Dead dad club.
Not very exclusive. Ooh. Everyone our age is in it, I think.
No, yeah. There's some people who still have their fucking grandparents, man.
And they're old?
Well, like, okay, you know what? That's the thing is, never mind. I work with people who are like, okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, you're old now. You forget.
I sort of forget sometimes. Like, I'm like, yeah, that day that you compared me to a man at work. Remember that day?
Okay, we're going to set the stage. You got to tell the whole fucking story. No, I'll tell it because you're going to have a jaded view of it. You were talking to a guy that was 10 years younger than you, just chit-chatting or whatever. And then I came over and said something shitty. What did I say? Like, leave him alone or you're old or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much like, yeah, you're old. So yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not that old. I'm only 10 years older than him. And I'm like, yeah, who's 10 years older than you?
Oh, and then it was this man who's just like old,
super old. And then you're like, you said his name. Well, I'll just be like, you're like Charlie Smith. I was like, yeah. And it was like, it's like I put a 20-pound weight on your back. It just wasn't nice. It was not my favorite moment.
It was just like, and you know what? It's with people and they're like, oh, I wasn't even born yet. And it was like, okay, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard getting old. I know.
Actually, you know what? I'm having a really hard time with it.
Really? Why?
I didn't think I would. Everything, like really everything about it is just like, I feel like I turned 45 and then all of a sudden it was like you're on a clock, which sounds absolutely ridiculous. And I never want to be one of those people. Don't feel that like I'm terribly vain, but holy fuck. It's like bathe me in some like anti-sagging kind of concoction. Like okay. if wrinkles and sagging skin and like everything that is natural about aging. Like okay. If somebody told me to get rid of your wrinkles and saggy skin on your face, use horse jizz and cow shit, I'd be like, sign me up.
This seems like a business opportunity we're missing. This is a gap in the market. Okay.
Well, you've seen that snail in Mucin, right?
Oh, women will buy fucking anything. You put it in a pretty bottle and say it's going to make you look like 10 years younger. We'd all fucking line up for it. But I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. I should, but I don't spend any time looking at myself. I don't give a shit. I love being invisible. Like, what I feel bad for is like these supermodel women. Like, I'm talking like, okay, you and I were nines. Okay. 100% nines. But the tens out there, as they age, they're in for a real fucking wake up call because you're now all of a sudden not getting any attention. No one is being extra nice to you because you're beautiful and you're thin because now you're maybe 60 and no one gives a shit about you. Like, to me, that would be a tremendously difficult thing to have happen if you're used to that kind of stuff. I am so happy. Like, I just want to continue with my cloak of invisibility and have people be slightly rude to me and just keep going. Then have that fall from grace.
Like, I feel like almost like the complete opposite, that like, I feel like unattractive invisible.
Yeah, it's great. That's what I feel. I'm not even kidding.
I don't know if it's like a single thing or is it just a you thing and a me thing?
I think we're just different people. I think we have different, right. Like, I just don't care. I mean, I care in the sense that I want to be like healthy and I want to lose this 10 pounds that I've put on. But I don't care. Like, I want to physically feel energized and feel physically well. You have a disease, so you're already fucked. But like, when you think of feeling well, do you want, like, what do you want?
Sadly, I'll say one thing and I'll totally mean another. So I will say, like, I want to be healthy. I want to, because our job is physical, I want to try to be as, you know, decent within our job. Like, I don't care about like, oh, I want to be good at being a mailman. No, I want my body to last basically because it needs to last. But in behind that is, oh, your bread's done.
Thank you so much for pointing that out. Okay. I got to put you on hold for a sec. Okay. Do you want me to, I can pause the recording or you can
talk. No. I'll just keep on talking.
Okay. I'm going to put you down. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. 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 Yeah, this is great. Oh, was she just talking? I don't understand why she just doesn't have her headphones in. And then, you know, she could still talk and get her bread unless she can't, you know, walk and talk at the same time. Walk and talk? Yeah, walk and talk at the same time. Walk and chew gum at the same time. Yeah. So yeah, horse jizz, mucin, face stuff. Anybody in? Anyone? Oh, listen to that. Oh, what's that? Holy shit, that's the Dutch oven. I know that sound. At least one. Oh, she's huffing and puffing there. I think that she's looking at them going, oh, they're okay. And let me tell you, her bread, oh my God, to die for. To die for. But she'll bitch about something. Mark my words. When she comes back, she's going to bitch about something. Oh, she's setting up another loaf, I bet. Oh my, this is a lot.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. That was a lot of aerobic activity. Are you okay? What did you just say? Are you okay?
I'm just laughing just because I'm like, oh, there's the Dutch oven. Oh, she's putting in another one. Oh, what's that? Yeah. So how did they turn out? How did it go?
They're well-proofed, I would say that. They're not like showstoppers, but I've got a good ear on one, and the round one, I still don't know how to score round ones. Yeah, they're okay, but I'll tell you this, cooking in a really thick cast iron
Dutch oven?
Yeah, this one's a cast iron. It's called the Challenger bread pan. It's like super expensive. I didn't need it.
The Challenger bread pan.
Yeah, but it
was dun.
You think it's super duper cool, Aaron. God.
You think that they could have given it a better name though? The Challenger bread pan?
That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just saying that it just needs a different name, that's all. Yeah. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. Don't look at the price, because...
I'm going to look at the price,
Kate. Yeah, it's...
Okay. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know. I did not need it. But I wanted it. And you know what? I have nothing to live for. I'm going to be dead
soon. You do not buy... Oh, that's cool. You don't buy anything for yourself.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. I'm going to just be... I forgot to get my cooling rack out. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I know. This is unacceptable. Now I'm like all antsy. Yeah, I didn't need it,
okay,
but it cooks
way better.
I'm
sorry. Is this the... Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought I saw one that was $180.
Huh?
I saw one that was $770.
No, I didn't pay that.
Okay, I thought, like, you know, if that's the case, that is really fucking stupid.
Yeah, I didn't pay that. But it was more than I would like. It's like it's an heirloom. You know what I mean? It's an heirloom, but it cooks the bread so much better. It comes out darker and like it cooks faster and less, you know, it's just nicer than the Dutch oven bread. Cause I cook too. Who fucking cares? Oh my God. I've just bored the shit out of myself. Like I don't even care. Oh my God.
I see. And I'm interested. So I'm going to tell you that like ever since like you started, you know, the whole like Dutch oven and bread and da da da. I've always been looking at Dutch ovens,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one, and it was an off brand, but you know what? It was cast iron, da da da, regular, you know, close to $100. It was on sale for under $40, and I did not fucking pick it up.
Okay. What size was it?
5.5 quart.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I know. I thought that you'd be a lot angrier than that.
Why? Oh, no, I don't care what you do. You just got to make sure that the top button handle thing can handle the heat. I have a metal one. Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, what the fuck were we even talking about now? Invisibility.
You know what? Like, invisibility and, yeah, and horse jizz makeup.
Yeah.
Skincare. Yeah, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I used to get a little bit more attention from males than I do now, but maybe it also too, I was actually putting myself out there, whereas I don't now.
Yeah. And you are like a unicorn because you're not an asshole and you don't have a bunch of kids and you don't have an ex-husband. Like these are all like great qualities. If I were dating,
you know, if I was looking, I'd be like, that's a red flag. Like that I don't have something in there. Like, but really like I do have, If I were to have an ex-husband, even though like I wasn't married but living common law, well, one of them is dead.
Oh yeah, R.I.P. So, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I guess I could go with that.
Well, you have had long-term relationships. It's not like you're incapable of it. You've had a few,
right?
Like one relatively recent.
Oh, I mean, like I've had several.
Yeah,
sure. Over my lifetime. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like the red flag is like single woman, apartment, cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No kids. Da 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 da. I would run away from me.
I wouldn't. Well, I mean, in lesbian circles, that's just normal.
Well, that is true.
Why can't you just be gay? Like it just, You know, it would just be so much more convenient for you.
Can I be gay without the sex?
Yeah. Oh, you're a lesbian over the age of 45? Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yep.
You know,
I bet you, if you want, like, this is why the Golden Girls was so perfect. This is why I loved that show. It's just like a bunch of gals getting together. They're just taking care of each other. They're supporting each other. They're all, well, they do go through dating phases and stuff like that in the show, but it's just them being, like, you know, nice to each other and taking care of each other and having a house
together. Absolutely. And that's the funny thing is, like, you know, like, but put that in real life and it would be like women all like scratching at each other.
I would fucking hope not. Like, outside of my menopause or whatever, my perimenopause, where, like, let me explain to you, I'm not responsible for any of my behavior. That's what I've decided. It's not true, but it's what I've decided. Outside of that, like, do you think if you and I live together, okay, in an alternate universe, we're both single.
You would hate me.
You just have to find the right women. Like, there are dramatic people. There's just, you know, it's not inherently female traits, but there are traits in people that are obnoxious that I would not want to live with. Male, female, whichever.
That's true. But I do think that, okay, like, you put like two males living together, chances are is that they don't give a fuck. They're going to do what they do.
Yeah.
But I think females are a little bit more particular about everything.
Oh, like their home, like their how they want their home set up.
Okay. That is where you would hate me. Like, I would be like, I'm so like anal in some ways, in a lot of ways.
In every way?
Really?
Well, I don't know. Aren't you? Like, don't you? Like, you can't, like, I can sleep with a dirty kitchen. I have no problem doing that.
I sometimes have a dirty kitchen. I guess, like, you know, my dirtiness though is like very minimal because it's just me and I have such a small kitchen. Right?
Yeah. Like, I could survive in an environment with you if it was like I had no choice and I would be put to death otherwise. Okay? But, no, I'm just kidding. But
thanks, Andrew.
I would be fine if you were like, these are the things that piss me off. I need you to do these things and don't do these things. If you gave me a list, like, I don't want to be like the straight guy, like, you know, the husband, well, just give me a list, but just, I can see when things need to be done. But if you're like, if you don't like squeeze out the sponge and put it on this little mat, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'll be like, oh, okay, no problem. I'll squeeze out the sponge and put it there.
That's really funny because, and that's, I think where a lot of it is my fault because I tend to feel like any kind of conversation that is negative is considered combative.
Interesting. Okay.
And so, I don't do well with combative or confrontation, and I don't do well with it.
Okay. I'm raising my hand in my own kitchen. I have a question.
Oh, yes.
I have watched a lot of like reality TV shows. I just like to watch dumb stuff. I was watching a few different shows, but one that just stands out is Married at First Sight. So the premise of this terrible show, I have the IQ of like 70. I'm right above Forrest Gump. Okay. And I like to watch these dumb shit. So the premise of the show, you meet with these people, the quote unquote experts that can't ever match anyone. Like, it is so awful. And they like, you know, they do like a background check, blah, blah, blah. And then you go to the altar, you have both sides have their family there and you meet this person and you marry them. And then you go like on a vacation and then you're together.
Oh my God.
Here's what
I
have noticed.
You get married first?
Yeah, you get married first and then you go to Mexico or something. But here's what I have noticed with these, I don't know if it's just lately, if it's a cultural shift, if it's like a generational shift, but these guys don't control or manipulate in the ways that I am used to seeing. They say things like, oh, you're the negativity. And like, why are you dwelling on the past? And why are you bringing that up? It's so negative. It's like they're controlling it by like changing the narrative. Like, instead of just having an out and out fight, they've learned this tactic. Like, there was one girl on there, she would say, whenever she would say things that she needed in the relationship from the guy, he would twist it and just make her look, try and make her look like a total bitch for even bringing it up.
Well, you know what that sounds like.
Why are you even bringing that up? That's really negative. It's like, oh my God, she's expressing like what she needs from you. That's what you want.
Well, and what that is to me when I hear it is gaslighting.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be it.
Like, to me, that sounds like complete gaslighting of like making it her fault. Like, why are you such a bitch? Why are you bringing this up?
without admitting all any fault or fault. Like,
yeah,
you know, and
or taking any responsibility.
Everything. Yeah. Like all she's looking for is like, you know, she wants you to be more attentive, let's say. Okay, I'll work on that. That's it. And then, you know, and then not only that, just work on it. You know, like it drives Sarah crazy when I leave the coffee can on the counter. She told me that. So you know what I don't do anymore?
Don't leave the coffee can on the counter.
It's not hard. Like, save your arguments for the big stuff. Like, don't worry about dumb shit. But it just was astounding to me. And the other thing on that show is the amount of guys that did not want to have sex with the women that they were paired with. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I have to say that I've never believed the fact that, like, when people would say, you can get dick whenever you want, men can't get pussy. I disagree with that. I think that equally on both sides, it is equally difficult or not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was on that team, I gotta tell you.
Right?
Well, I don't think a guy
will fuck anything. I don't. So why didn't they?
I don't know. I think maybe they're just so aware of how they're going to be perceived by, because this isn't the first iteration of the show, right? So they've seen other guys do stuff, and they're just so worried about how everyone's going to look at them and perceive them. So they're just kind of masking shitty stuff with the right wording to make themselves not look like assholes. The bottom line is, these guys were not attracted to those women because they were normal looking women. These were not supermodel women. And I think they just were not attracted to them. And I think not sleeping with them because they're not attracted to them is a good thing. Like, I don't think that's a bad thing, but I was just so surprised that they were like,
that they actually had some, you know, like some degree of, it isn't decorum, but like standards, standards for themselves.
Guess, yeah.
And not like, not necessarily high standards, or yes, high standards, but standards nonetheless. And that's the problem that I find is, like, you know, what the fuck, like the standards that people have. And I don't think it's just men. I think it's also women that people have for each other is like horrific. Absolutely horrific.
Like you the ask, expectation? Like,
yes. In turn, and mostly, like I'm saying, like mostly physical, you know, what you earn. Maybe I'm seeing too much. Like, maybe I'm basing it on shit that I see online and stuff. But I don't know. It just seems like it's more shallow.
Well, you don't have to meet anyone and you don't have to put yourself out there anymore. You can just flip through photos. Like, I think that's what's kind of creating this callousness. Like, you don't have to get involved. You don't have to meet someone. And I think, like, when you don't share intimacy, like a sexual intimacy, you're able to be less vulnerable than had you actually slept with the person. Like, I don't know how straight women work. Like, I'm just a disgusting pig. I thought all of those women were plenty attractive, like physically attractive to me. Like, if I were in their position, you know, I'd get to know them and stuff, but I would have absolutely
smashed.
I would have absolutely slept with any one of them. They were all like really attractive to me, but I don't know. I guess I'm just confused. I'm like, it's like I see men, I'm like, oh, ugh, caveman, sex now, yes, please. And what's actually happening, I have no fucking idea. I don't know if it's just because these guys are on TV and had they met these women in a bar after a drink, if they would have taken them home, or if they were just like very conscious of the audience.
That's interesting. I never sort of thought about it that way. But like, I mean, yeah, but then you see other reality shows that aren't based on, you know, marriage and stuff like that. But you see these other, and like, you know, people getting together and fucking all the time. Like, I just think about Big Brother. I don't really watch it, but I know that it happens. I mean, they have a camera following them around 24/7.
Yeah, they're everywhere. But they forget that there too. And I think they just get really comfortable. It's like sitting in someone's living room. I bet you'd forget the cameras were there on occasion.
Oh,
like,
God,
I've seen these guys scratch their assholes and smell it.
Oh, God. I would. Oh, my God.
Yeah, guy was weird.
Do you think that you would be good at something like Survivor?
No, I'm not. I've thought about it because I watched Survivor. It's one of I really like watching it. It's just fun. This new generation, I'm sorry, man. These people fucking suck at this game. I won't want to get into it, but I have thought about myself being on it. I would probably make it the first couple two or three rounds, but I am not smart enough. Like you have to be so manipulative and such a good liar and keep all of your lies straight. I couldn't do it. Could you do it?
See, that's the thing is like, you know what? I don't know if it's a matter of, well, no, I definitely think that manipulation is in there, but then I also think of some finalists who, but then they just never won, but some finalists who got there just out of being kind of nice to everybody. I think that you would actually be like a fucking dog because you're resourceful. You'd be like cooking for everybody. You'd be like, okay, here's some, you know, rice and twigs that I found that I made into this beautiful fucking meal.
Here's some relish.
Here's some relish.
I made it out of seaweed. Enjoy. Oh man. No, I don't think I could do it.
And I think that, you know, you get along with everyone
faking
to
it.
A certain degree.
Yeah, I'm faking it. And then you throw hunger in there and now I'm stupid. I'm hungry and I'm
angry.
Oh shit. I wouldn't like, I don't know, man. I try to be chill. The older I get, I think I'm chilling out a little bit. And then no, I'm not. But do you think you could do it? Could you do it? I think you could do it. I think you could lie your way
know.
In there.
I don't know. I'm not really sure like how I would do. I used to think that I'd be able to like be the, hey, I'm, you know, like I get along with, you know, you. And now I'm just like, fuck. I think it's just because like my tolerance for people's shit has, you know, dwindled over the years.
Yeah, for sure. And you see things so much faster. It's like, oh, I don't like you. Yeah, you've shown me. I'm good. It's fine. All right. I think, what time is it? Oh, fuck. Okay, we got to cut this off because if it gets longer than 50 minutes, it's gonna ruin my life. Thank you so much. You've really, what a joy. You know, it's a nice way to spend a morning, I think.
You've brought, okay, why is it? Uh-oh, Sandra.
No, why?
I have complete zeros on my end.
What does that mean? Don't you always?
I don't know. I don't know. I never really look. Oh, well, I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah, I have, as long as, please God. Like, either way, it's nice to talk to you, but it's sure nice to have a show to put up as well.